Well, we were having a conversation earlier about the response of the company TransUnion to the data breach, which involved many, many millions of people. There have been criticisms of the way they have responded. And to look at these, we're joined now by Daleen Deal, who is the executive head of an organization called Secure Citizen. Ms. Deal, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time today. What are your opening thoughts about TransUnion? I mean, for example, they are sending out SMSs. It reads, TransUnion SA experienced a cyber incident affecting your personal information. For more details and steps to protect your identity, please type in. There's a link into your browser. And yes, they're offering some of their protective services by way of some sort of compensation. Are they getting it right in the way they're responding to people who may be very concerned about the circumstances? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me. So it's very important for me to say that, first of all, companies and citizens are victims in this scenario. So yes, it's important for every company to have the right security measures. That's what we focus on as a security company. It is our bread and butter. All that we do is fraud protection and the security of individuals and proving the identity of individuals using biometrics. So your face, your voice, and your fingerprint. But it's very important to highlight that companies are victims in this situation too. And the one thing that fraudsters are getting right is breaking down trust. So And it's not a question of whether you've been hacked anymore. I can honestly say that it's my opinion that almost every financially active South African has been hacked, not just locally, globally, because of the World Wide Web. And now is the time for consumers to learn how to protect their data. What actions can they take to minimize any sort of damage that anybody else can have using their identity or trying to claim to them? So TransUnion is currently, so many companies have been hacked in the past, and I am pleased that TransUnion didn't cave into the hackers and pay the ransom. That is very important to highlight. They've done the right thing there, because it would have sent the wrong message that fraudsters can get away with it. And I think that there is no right or wrong way in terms of how to communicate with the individuals that have been hacked. But it is possible for individuals to then, instead of clicking on the link if they're not comfortable with that, to go onto the TransUnion website themselves and find a route to a different route, so that you're not fearful of the hyperlink that you're clicking on, because we know that that's also a way that fraudsters get to us, right? So as soon as a company tries to do something the right way, hackers will exploit that and then try to mimic it for their own gain. But there are ways for consumers to then contact the company themselves and make work of taking the right action.
Are there examples of companies either here or abroad that may have handled this better? I mean, one of the consistent complaints we've got, Ms. Deal, is that people felt they were hearing about this through the media, but also they were concerned that the name TransUnion didn't register. Because you may argue they hadn't read the small print, and I'm often guilty of that myself. That's their relationship with perhaps a Main Street bank brought them into a relationship with TransUnion that really was never explained properly to them.
Absolutely. And I think that this speaks to the importance of us being able to create financial literacy. Having worked in a bank and a bureau myself, I can tell you that it is really important for consumers to understand how our economy works. There is a national credit regulator that requires banks and companies that give any sort of financial services to go to the bureaus to make sure that they're not overextending an individual and to look at the risk of an individual when they want to give them credit. So that is exactly what the credit bureaus do. They've built scorecards. Companies report on whether you pay your accounts well, whether there are inquiries against your name. So we have a regulatory body in South Africa that is the centerpiece that's called SACRA, the South African Credit Risk Regulation Association. And all of the bureaus are part of that. So all of the banks, the retailers, the credit lending facilities have to share right. information with SACRA. The bureaus then absorb that information because they have to see, are you a consistent payer? Are you somebody that looks after your financials? Are you overextended on your income? That's what their purpose is.
Thank you very much. Delene Deal is the executive head of Secure Citizen. So if you have any other queries about that, somebody's saying here, I got an SMS, but I was scared to respond. The suggestion is go to the TransUnion website, contact them and engage with it that way. I must admit, I do not click on links sent to me by SMS ever. 28 past 5.